Vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit spotpet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
You or Jayla? Yeah.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And it's another episode of Who's There, the weekly call-in show where we accept your questions, comments, and concerns and address as many as we possibly can in, you know, an hour, less, 45 minutes and change, 50 minutes.
Why are you doing that all of a sudden, saying how long it's going to be?
I don't know. I'm just trying
it's
to, like,
wild
I feel like if
that
I will
you put
it,
a time on it.
I feel like if I will it into being shorter, we won't ramble for 2 hours like we normally do.
We love to ramble.
Oh,
heads
my.
Up, Patreon fans. You're about to get a bonus episode that's
oh, they
just
have
like
it already.
40 minutes long of
oh,
us talking about
point,
Meat Somar. Anyways.
That's why they got to subscribe to the Patreon.
Don't subscribe. That's what you're missing out on. So, but these shows we like to keep snappy.
Okay, we're going to go right into the calls. Let's start with this one.
Congrats to any nominated actress, Tinashe. We love you, girl.
That's the call.
Tinashe got a nomination for an Emmy, which means Rent got a nomination for an Emmy, which is insane.
I mean, Rent was a disaster.
It was a mitigated disaster. Tinashe was what fine.
No, but I mean, it's honestly, it's like giving the Hindenburg an award for, like, you know, the fire looked great.
Yeah, literally.
It was a beautiful fire. Look at those flames.
Do you
gorgeous
think
flames,
that the category,
flames.
I think it was like live variety. Is that what it is? Like variety or something? What is live production? What did it get nominated for? Do you know? Am I just guessing?
Well, it got nominated for a variety special live. So it's like there's 100,000 variety special categories, but this is live. And those other nominees were the 76th Annual Golden Globe Awards, the 61st Annual Grammy Awards, live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons, the Oscars, and the Tony Awards. So it's all award shows and Rent.
So literally, the reason why Rent was nominated was to expand the category beyond live award shows. 100%. Because we really don't have that many live shows happening to be nominated. Live musicals, the Norman Lear thing was like kind of different, a little bit of a different thing. And then you have award shows.
That Norman Lear thing is a thing that we do every once in a while as like television viewers. We show like, we celebrate an old show.
So I'm saying, of course it got nominated. So I'm just saying there's not that many options we have. So Rent Live, which was a fucking disaster, sneaks into the category because it exists.
Rent was wild.
I'm just saying, we've done the musical, the live musical thing a few times, and it's not even the best one of those. So if you're going to like give an Emmy to a live musical, like give it to the ones that are successful in what they do.
Yeah. Does her name get on the Emmy?
You take a risk. No, I don't think she even gets a...
So is she an E? Because she's not a God.
She's not an O and she's not a T.
She's not an O, she's not a T, and she's not a G.
If
so,
Tinashe gets an Emmy before she gets a Grammy nomination, has she been nominated at all? Who knows?
I don't think so.
I'm not
so.
Looking it up. Let's move on.
Well, no, the thing is, what's actually really funny is that I went to Tinashe awards and nominations to see if she got the EGOT, and she has not. But she won the Hollywood Beauty Awards in 2018.
Okay.
She won the New Beauty Award. Mm-hmm. She won some YouTube Awards. She won some BET Awards. She won some. Mm-hmm. The point is, this is going to be her biggest one yet.
Can I just say something? Just an observation.
It's
when you say move on, we move on. When I say move on, you get to talk for another like 25 minutes.
You know what, Lindsay? We should hash this out off mic.
Just saying.
We should hash this out with our couple.
When someone says move on to you, there's no moving on.
My momentum. There's too much
can
momentum.
Can we please move on?
Next call.
See, you get to move on. Okay, next call.
Lindsay, it's time for the next call. Okay?
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby.
I'm calling to provide some more information about the Hooiest of Bars Blue and Gold. The colors are blue and gold because those are the colors of the Ukrainian flag. And I know and can confirm this because my mom, who was visiting me when I was a student at NYU, and I went to Blue and Gold one night, and she and the owner went to Ukrainian summer camp together. That's it. Crunch, crunch, me and Greece.
Makes perfect sense because the Ukrainian flag is one of those really simple flags where it's just a red block, I mean, a blue block and a yellow block, and that's it.
Great.
That's it. Great. And the East Village is extremely Ukrainian, so.
Incredible.
Historically. I just helped explain it. I love a caller who just like can explain something succinctly, unlike me. Is it time to move on?
I was going to say, well, I'm waiting for you to move on. Waiting for you to say
something. If you think it's time for us to move on, you can
tell
me.
The caller said there's everything. That's everything we need to know.
Okay.
Mackenzie Davis.
Oh, thank you.
That's the call. We couldn't remember her name.
Oh. I know. The redhead from Cat Halton Catch Fire.
We were just like, we love her. Ugh. We stan.
Why do we mention her? Because What's Her Face looked like her. Somebody looked like her.
Because What's Her Face looked like her. So, caller, can you call in and tell us who looked like her? Because we forgot the other half of the equation this time.
I don't remember anything I said yesterday.
Caller, please
don't
respond
call.
With that.
Please don't. Anyways, no. Mackenzie Davis, very good actress. Tully. We stan.
New Terminator or new lady. New Linda Hamilton. Even though Linda Hamilton's also
in
it,
the movie.
But she's new Linda Hamilton.
Okay, got it.
Next up. We got a whole lot of phone calls about this. So I'm just going to play kind of one at random.
Is everyone calling to tell you that it sounds like Peter says me and Grease on tonight's Bachelorette?
The answer is yes. Everyone called. Everyone.
I think we have a call later in the questions about this, so we'll hold off on the Bachelorette discussion. But he actually says we in Grease.
We in Grease!
You can go to our Instagram because I cut it and I...
Or
I,
I'll play it here. Yeah.
We in Grease!
We in Grease!
Hello!
Hey!
We in Grease!
which is actually the bro version. The straight male version of me and Grease.
A great thing is that the same person who said me and Grease to me on the sidewalk, like my street,
found me
recently
too.
Found Lindsay and said it to her as well. Love him. He was walking his dog. So moving on. We don't normally play calls about this next person, but this just seemed very important.
I haven't heard it yet.
So Rita Ora just dropped a new video for New Look. The Phoenix promotion cycle continues. Amazing. But also, I think that the video is sponsored by the Dubai Tourism Board, which is just iconic spawn. So, good job, Rita. Crunch, crunch. Rita in Dubai. All right, bye.
So, Rita did drop a video literally right after we recorded the episode in which we asked what Rita was up to. She dropped this video and you know how on YouTube you can hashtag now? It was hashtagged Visit Dubai, which
Visit
like
Dubai.
Basically implied that it was a Dubai ad. But what's so funny to me about Dubai in the way that people advertise it is it's an entire video in which Rita drag races. Is that what you do in Dubai?
No, and also it's filmed at night on a highway, so you don't really even get much of like the Dubai aesthetic. Like you don't feel like you are in Dubai. You feel like you are in any major metropolitan city.
Is Rita part of the Fast and Furious OVE now? Like is she like in the series? Is she canon?
She was in that one. She was in a recent one. She was in Fast 7.
No, stop.
Fast 8?
Don't just make things up.
Yeah, remember she did like, no, she was in Cuba or something and she like waves one of the thingies. Yeah, she's in one of them.
Yeah, she was in Fast and the Furious 6.
Yeah, she's one of the girls who like waves the flag and she's like, go honeys or whatever, like ready, set, go.
Which is so
she's
funny because in this music video version of this, she is driving the car.
Rita Ora is constantly rising the ranks in her career.
Her new look is I live in Dubai and I wave flags. I gotta
What's
say
disgusting?
Though, Dubai has been very much tainted by Lindsay Lohan living there as like a, like hiding away in Dubai. Like
yeah,
it's
that's
not
a stain. That's a stain
it's
on
not
the city.
It's not like impressive. I don't want to go visit somewhere where Lindsay Lohan hides out, you know?
Yeah, no. I don't. But just to confirm, Visit Dubai is the official hashtag of the official tourism channel of Dubai. So this is, while she has not actually explicitly said,
it's funded
I'm
by
a Dubai sponsor, she is. She
it's
is.
Funded by Dubai for sure.
Good for Rita. How many times have I said that in my life?
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. For medium time, first time. I just had to pause the Who Weekly, Who's There episode where you're talking about fault lines as whos and thems, and you're saying that the San Andreas fault line is them, and you can't think of any other. And I know you have a lot of coastal bias on your show and that you're not fans of St. Louis. but I just wanted to say that the biggest fault line in the continental United States is the New Madrid fault line in the middle of the country, which had the four largest North American earthquakes ever recorded in history. So who's a who now? Crunch, crunch.
Wow.
Damn, I love getting owned.
Damn.
I never said one bad thing about St. Louis, by the way.
Well, I still kind of don't really remember how St. Louis got hated on by us.
Neither.
But we don't hate St. Louis. We just aren't going to go there for a show because no one's going to come to it.
I think that's right. That's where it got started. We knew no one would come.
Okay, so it's a self-deprecating St. Louis diss. We're not going to go back to
Milwaukee. You all know how much I love Milwaukee, even though that's where people steal my sunglasses. I love the fuck out of Milwaukee. We're not going to do a show there because nobody came.
So, okay, but we were wrong about the fault line. Bobby, I trusted you knew about earthquakes, but you didn't. You let me down. You read some wrong-ass Wikipedia.
I did not read a wrong-ass Wikipedia. I think all I said was that it was just like, that's the one everyone knows about. I don't even know what this caller
said.
That's
just the one that you're terrified of because you have coast bias.
That's the one that has, that's the one that's sunk into culture more. I don't see the rock saving people from an earthquake in Minnesota.
It's not in Minnesota. It's in fucking St. Louis.
No, I'm talking about like just the Midwest generally.
Wow, see, you're already reducing the Midwest. This coastal bias, we have to shake it off. I do care about the flyover states. I do.
Okay. Oh, I mean, St. Louis, they have the arch. You can go all the way up to the top. Can
now
you still
just,
go all
now
the way
we're
up?
Just overcompensating.
Can you go all the way
this.
Up to the top still?
Don't call and answer that. But you know what? I don't want to go there now because you're like, oh, we have the worst earthquakes. Like, bitch, now I'm definitely not coming to St. Louis. Oh, actually, I'm calling in to say you guys hate St. Louis. We have the worst earthquakes. Okay, great. Confirmed.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Lindsay, Bobby. I am wondering who Megan Thee Stallion is. Seems like she is the one who invented Hot Girl Summer. So should I care about her? Let me know. Me and Grace. Bye.
So Megan Thee Stallion is a rapper who is slowly climbing the charts. You may have heard her music. I would say her most popular song is, what is it called? Like, Freak.
Big Ol' Freak.
Big Ol' Freak. Freak. It's
Big
good.
Ol' Freak. Yeah.
She had an album called Tina Snow. Now she has another album. She's kind of like more of an old school rapper. And what sets her apart from kind of like the Cardi B of now is that she is like a freestyle rapper, which is like not,
that's kind of how she got famous.
No judgment, but like we're familiar with these rappers, Cardi B especially, who like don't really write their own shit. You know, they're more about the style of what they do.
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion's mom was a rapper. She like taught her how to do it. She's like she got very famous over a freestyle, kind of like how Nicki started out too. And now she's got this like whole brand, and her brand is Hot Girls. Her fans are called the Hotties. I think they're called the Hotties, and she throws these hot girl parties, essentially. And that's how she kind of like got started.
And Hot Girl Summer, I'll let Megan sum it up, but it's very simple, so let's just let her do it. This is an interview she gave to The Root. That's the video I'm using. So here's Megan summing this up for you.
So it's just basically about women and men just being unapologetically them, just having a good ass time, hyping up your friends, doing you, not giving up damn about what nobody gotta say about it. I was gonna say a fuck, but not giving a damn about what nobody gotta say. You definitely have to be a person that can be like the life of the party and, you know, just a bad bitch.
The funny thing about this entire thing, including our call, and I'm gonna put our caller in this category too, is you get all these kind of like Vox.com, NBCs writing these articles that are like, Megan Thee Stallion's Hot Girl Summer is for everyone. Here's how to join in the fun.
The Vox article is hilarious.
What
do you realize? Do you see how
summer?
Succinctly Megan explained that? It took 2 seconds.
Yeah, and then Vox is like 500,000 words later, like, that is what Hot Girl Summer is.
Well, here's everything you need to know about a Hot Girl Summer. Number the first. Hot Girl Summer was created by Megan Thee Stallion, born Megan Pete.
I mean, the best way to know about her is to listen to her music and go to one of her shows, and it's fun, whatever.
Yeah,
it's cool.
And you put the link in here, but this is really good because they're always good. But I'll link to the podcast about
the podcast. Yeah. Go listen to the podcast. There's like a full hour of them talking about Megan, where she came from, her influences, like she, you know, like her idols were like Q-Tip. Like she, you know, she's very different, a different type of rap. It's very cool. It's cool that we not only have one female rapper who is, you know, lead, head of the charts, we're going to have multiple female rappers. It's great. We used to have like, we went for a period where we had no female rappers, you know,
yes.
except for Nicki. And Nicki was singing like I'm a Barbie girl or whatever she was singing at that point. Let's go to the beach. Each member. We lost yeah. Nicki for a while.
Well, whenever Nicki was like, when they were like, you need a hit. And
yeah,
she, was
she
like,
went
what?
To the fucking dark side.
Yeah.
Starships.
But the thing about Nicki, though, which we mentioned all the time, is that you know Nicki loves to sing because
Nicki has a great voice. She thinks she has a great voice. Nicki's like grand piano.
Well,
like
that's
she
what,
loves
that's
it.
What Nicki's whole thing is. So because Nicki's like, I'm a rapper. I write all my shit. I came up through Wayne. I love to write. Like I'm a writer. Cardi doesn't write. Meanwhile, Cardi's like, I don't care that I don't write. Who cares I don't write? That's not my whole thing. But also at the same time, out of the same breath, Nicki's like, wait, can you hear me sing? Do you want it? Can you hear me? My
voice
is so good.
The piano.
My voice is so
sorry,
good.
I always think grand piano.
Next call.
Yes, if you are cuffed up, you can still have a hot girl summer, but you still got to be on your bullshit, okay?
Mothers. Mother's Day. It's American Mother's Day coming up. I know the UK has their own Mother's Day in March, but our Mother's Day is coming
and
up.
And we don't just celebrate, you know, biological mothers. We celebrate,
no.
you know, people who you could consider mother and those who are mother figures to you. Could be anyone.
If there's a mother in your life who you want to celebrate on Mother's Day, get them StoryWorth. My parents printed out extra keepsake books for them. So now I have one of their keepsake books in my coffee table.
Oh, I love
of
that.
Their stories, which were, I mean, they were meant for my nephews, but works for me. I like having those stories.
You can read
Everyone
those stories.
Loves these stories in
Any
the family.
Good stories in there?
Not that I'm willing to share.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Here's a fascinating story. I found out, I don't want to reveal what it was, but I found out what my mom originally wanted to do when she grew up.
Which was what?
She wanted to be a flight attendant.
Oh, wow.
It didn't work out. Didn't work out. We love StoryWorth. It helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom, mother figure, ma, mother.
Capital M,
all
mother.
All mothers. For years to come. Every week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. You can write the questions. You can choose pre-written questions. It's really as much you or your mother are willing to put in. StoryWorth makes it all a breeze. They just need to respond to that email, long or short. Doesn't matter how verbose your mother is. You get a copy of those responses as they're submitted. And then at the end of the year, StoryWorth compiles all of those stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you can share and revisit for generations to come. You can print a copy for yourself. You can print a copy for the grandkids. You can print a copy for your friends. Print as many copies as you want. Families love StoryWorth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over a decade ago. So give all the mothers in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/who. That's storyworth.com/who to save $10 on your first purchase.
Hi, Who Weekly. Medium time. I'm just calling because a friend just sent me the funniest Instagram account I've ever seen. But it's Adrian Bailon's house's Instagram. She made an Instagram for her house. It only has 6 posts, but 10,000 followers right now. Well, okay. Yeah, I can't even deal with it. Chateau Houghton. I guess she gave up on it because the post stopped in March. But, I mean, what a great short-lived venture from noted who, Adrian Bailon. Okay. Thanks. Mean brief.
Adrian Bailon. Who? Adrian Bailon's house. Also
a bigger who than Adrian Bailon. Adrian Bailon made an Instagram called Chateau Houghton. Spelled her husband's last name. Houghton. It has 6 images. 3 are of the house inside. 1 is a video of a house tour. And 1 is a picture of her at the door of the house. And you click on the link. It's followed by Tamara Mowry. And very kind, actually, of her to do that. And when
you
click
know, she
on the,
muted both. She muted the grid and she muted the stories.
And you click, well, she doesn't need to because I never post. But you click on the link in the bio, and it goes to a video in which she gives a home tour. And it says, Adrian Houghton is the hostess with the mostest this holiday season because these metallic decorations are so glam. Make your table, mantle, and tree look high-end without spending the big bucks so you can have your holiday party ready. Hashtag progressive holiday party. Watch more hashtag holidays with Kin. I'm so confused at how many brands are going
well,
on here.
Well, Kin is her, remember she had that YouTube, she has a YouTube channel that she still does use.
But is progressive like progressive auto insurance or is it like progressive?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think it means, I don't know.
This just reminds me of all the tumblers I made that are like Tom Hanks wearing hats or like, you know, Sex and the City puns or something. Like you just have these placeholders for ideas. This is her version of that. You know, she tried to make her house happen. Yeah. The house did not happen.
But another thing about the house that I don't love, I mean, yeah, there's the house tour video, sure. But I feel like if you have a house account, I want to see more of the house in photos and you only have like four.
Well,
and they're
yeah,
not even the interesting rooms in the house.
I think she gave up on this project. She didn't get through the full house.
I just feel like your first batch of images would be like 9 to 12 and they would all show the entire house.
What if these are the only rooms in the house? Just a living room and a dining room.
Adrian, if you're listening, please call in and tell us about the rest of your house because we want to know what's happening in your house in Chateau Houghton.
Please also invite us over. We'll finish that grid up for you.
She's an excellent entertainer. Oh, God, I want her tuna sandwich.
Oh, my God. She serves those tunas with make the fruit punch on the sandwich. Side.
Make me a tuna sandwich. Next call.
This is the main floor of the house, and I just remember the first time walking in and falling madly in love with all of the chandeliers. I had just gotten married in Paris, and it felt very Parisian. So we actually call it Chateau Houghton.
Hi, Who Weekly. So I was just wondering if someone can go from who to them in, like, death. Like, when someone dies, they kind of get to them status for, like, 15 minutes, but then can they, like, stay there? Or, like, I feel like obviously someone can be a them when they're alive and then a who when they're dead, you know? I don't know. All right. Crunch, crunch. Bye.
The answer is yes.
This is a dark question because...
we know what this is tied to.
Because of death, but I feel like what I'm going to say is dark, but, like, if somebody dies in a very tragic way or... there's like a case, you know, there's like a court case about them that, you know, like a serial situation or like a their death blows up something the way that they died or something happened that made it newsworthy. Then, yes, you could like become them in death.
People who were relatively young who die, it doesn't matter how famous they are. If they are remotely famous, become more famous when they die.
Sure,
I think that's just a
fact. Not who to them, though. Like them is a big jump. Them is a big jump.
Them requires a personality. And like, even though I'm seeing more about Cameron Boyce than I've ever seen in my life, I still don't really know much about him. I know that it's very sad. I know that he dealt with epilepsy or he dealt with seizures. So like, I know all these little things about his medical condition, but I still don't really have any sense of his career. And so I feel like that's the true requirement for
like,
them.
This is also, who's that actor who, oh God, this is so sad. The Star Trek actor.
Anton Yelchin.
Yeah. Like, you know, that was a terribly tragic death. He was kind of like a rising star. Yeah. He kind of remains still a who, even though I'm sure no more people kind of have heard of him because of, you know, how he died and just dying young before his time. There's just so much like that. This is like just a touchy subject. I was thinking of like true crime shit, honestly. Like the way that you could become a them is like if, you know, you were involved in some sort of like true crime
situation.
Oh, like
what's your name on I Love You Now Die?
Yeah, but not even.
Is that what you mean?
Well, just like there's lots of if there's like a big case, you know, I was thinking of I don't know who I was thinking of. He's still alive, though. He's just in jail.
I was
Serial.
Thinking of I mean, this is another place my mind went, like Cameron Boyce, just because it's recent, also very tragic. Just someone who had a very niche audience who then now has a broader audience because of their death. I think Selena, because Selena was really famous for Spanish-speaking people, specifically people from Texas. Mm-hmm. She was huge in Mexico.
Then her
but
death
it was like
so crazy.
Because her music, that was the whole story of Selena, because she sang in Spanish, and she was just planning to release this English-language album that was supposed to take her into the stratosphere, right? It was supposed to become her crossover hit. And she has Dreaming of You, which is a huge song. And I think in that instance, she became a them. Mm-hmm. But that was due to the movie. That was due to the circumstances of her death, which were just brutal and fucked up.
But that's what happened.
And also, it helps when you're beautiful, you know? Selena's this, like, gorgeous young woman, right? Like,
sure, but her death was also just, like, so compelling in terms of, like, what actually happened. It wasn't some random thing. Like, it really was this, like, fascinating situation. Bad, tragic, sad, fascinating. But, yeah, I don't know. That's a really good example.
But I think, specifically, it was because you saw all of these things on the horizon of just how famous she was going to become. And I don't think that's necessarily the case with a lot of these celebrities who die. Like Selena, those blocks were all there for her to become like an international them, as opposed to just like Spanish-speaking music lovers them.
And can people go from them to who in death? Of course, all the time. Yeah, literally, constantly. Absolutely. Literally all the time.
That's the answer to your question.
So that's kind of bleak too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very bleak.
Mm-hmm.
What is the next call? Less bleak? Yeah. Okay. Sure. Great.
Austin Butler is playing Elvis. Who?
Wow, that was like so rude. Demanding.
Not who or them. Who?
So there is a Baz Luhrmann Elvis biopic coming out. It is starring Tom Hanks already, so it's kind of, you can kind of tell it's got a prestige, which is normally I'd be like, oh, what's going on here? Who knows what's going to be like? They screen tested Ansel Elgort, weirdly Harry Styles, a lot of different people. And Austin
Miles
Butler, this actor, Miles Teller, he actually would have been good, I feel like. And Austin Butler got the job, which is kind of a big deal over all these other dudes.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going
to say? And, well, I was just going to say that, like, Baz Luhrmann has been, like, itching to have a big huge hit again since. Because he made The Great Gatsby, which I think The Great Gatsby was, like, pretty profitable, but also, like, who hasn't forgotten about The Great Gatsby?
It was a
everyone forgot about The Great Gatsby.
It was a critic bomb. It was
critical bomb. It made a lot of money, but then, like, no one cares. So it was, I think, technically a success.
He wants his Moulin
His
Rouge.
Netflix show sort of, like, came and went. And I think
it did. It did.
And so I think he wants to recreate the Moulin Rouge of it all, you know? Like,
yeah,
Australia.
So he wants another musical. He knows he can pull off
and
another
I
musical.
I think that's the main thing. That's, like, the main force behind this, and people are like, you know what, this is going to be the one that brings Baz Luhrmann back to his Moulin Rouge height, and I don't necessarily disagree at this point. Like, all the pieces are there.
Austin Butler is a good choice, I feel like, because I feel like you kind of need, if not a newcomer, somebody who people don't know about for Elvis. I mean, a Harry Styles thing would have been total stunt casting.
And Miles Teller would have been too distracting as well.
Too distracting. I mean, Ansel.
Too distracting.
He could have been really good, but he's in West Side Story, so it's like a little bit too samey. Austin
Butler is
probably best known for dating Vanessa Hudgens for a million years. Like,
they've been together forever.
But true heads know him from the Carrie Diaries, in which he plays like a young Big. He's not actually playing Big, but he's playing like the stand-in Big character.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that. So you watched Carrie Diaries. You talked about it all the time. You loved
it. Carrie
Diaries. So how do they deal with the Big? So he's not actually... I always thought he was just actually Big.
No, she hasn't met Big yet. She meets Big in Sex and the City. You know how she meets
no,
Big.
No, I know. So I was just like, so do they just fuck with the timeline? Or they? It's he's not actually Big.
They don't
he's
fuck
just,
with the timeline.
He's just someone who's big. similar to Big.
That's her high school boyfriend. He just gives off Big vibes. Like, you kind of learn
that she has a type.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I see. Carrie Diaries, she's like, in high school, she has friends, but she doesn't know, like, the Sex and City girls until later. Like, she meets Samantha after she gets, like, an internship in New York City, and, like, she... You know, it's very, very like early Carrie. Like, it's not supposed to be the story of Sex and the City. They're just going off of her life. And they used it really to set it in the 80s, honestly, because they just wanted like a fun 80s show, a fun 80s high school show. So he plays love interest in that. He's also been like in a bunch of other stuff.
He's been in theater. He's been in theater too, which I think helps establish him. He's only been on one show, but he was in a show with Denzel Washington. And I think that like really, really amps up your resume whenever you are looking for a role like this.
He's pretty cute. And he's got the look. Like, they're looking for wispy-haired, like, strong chin guys, you know? Got to play Elvis. That's going to be tough. But I do think that they're not going for, like, an uncanny Elvis thing. More in the vibe. More in the look. And I hope that they let him sing. Like, I hope that it's, like, more of a Rocketman situation.
Yeah, and is this one of those things? I feel like, who is telling me this or telling us this? Like, isn't... it was something else, but we were being told that, like, obviously, like, the Elvis estate is incredibly controlling of a lot of these things, and that means that Priscilla is really, really involved, so it's just like funny to imagine Priscilla and Baz like coming to sort of compromises on all of these things just because she's so protective of him.
That's going to be tough.
And I think that one of the ways that you're going to see that represented in the film is that it's just going to be so, the music and the theatricality of it and like the absurdity of it is just going to be the smoke and mirrors, you know? Like, let's not really get into Elvis's history. Let's just like, this is about the spectacle. It's not like an intense music biopic. This is going to be like, this is going to be fun.
But it's Baz Luhrmann. It's going to be like a fantasy. Like, there's going to be like elements of like musical, breaking into song and musical fantasy. Like, that's just our guess. We will see.
Yeah, I just assume because of the Priscilla angle that it's going to be. It's going to be really nice and happy and whatever. How do we feel about doing the next call?
Yeah, let's do it. I want to do it.
Hi, guys. So it's almost midnight, and this is literally my second time calling today. But I recently discovered, this is literally, like, so hooey that, like, this will probably never get played because it's only significant to me. But Charlotte Lawrence, who is, like, a rising musician. I really love her songs. She turns out consistent bops and is like really good friends with like Kalita von Furstenberg. She's like an LA kid, whatever. I just discovered that she's the daughter of Krista Miller, who played Dr. Cox's wife on Scrubs. So like that ties into Zach Braff, and I think Zach Braff is like one of her like godfathers or something. Wow, this knowledge is so unimportant. Crunch, crunch. Good night.
Let me do you guys one better. Krista Miller, who plays Dr. Cox's wife on Scrubs, she is married in real life to Bill Lawrence, who is her father, who created Scrubs. So it's even more than you think. Like, the creator of Scrubs is married to the woman who plays Dr. Cox's wife. What is her actual name in the show? I don't even remember, but she's a great actress.
She's really, really good. I really like her. And if you saw her face, you'd be like, oh, her. Yeah.
But the point is that this musician, this young musician, is the daughter of the creator of Scrubs.
Yeah, that's cool. You know the show she was in one episode of?
What?
Our favorite show of 2019?
What show? Under the
Whiskey Cavalier.
Oh, what, she one episode?
She was in one episode of Whiskey Cavalier.
But here's the thing, because she is a daughter of Hollywood, she is a young person in Hollywood, her best friends are Kaia
famous
Gerber,
people.
You know, her mother, her
Kendall
her
Jenner,
Kit
yeah.
Keenan, who's Cynthia Rowley's daughter, Kendall Jenner. It's like, and so she's a singer and now she's a musician. She's kind of like buzzy.
She's probably friends with Billie Eilish, honestly.
I mean, same idea.
Yep.
And that's how she became friends with them, is because she lives in Hollywood and her dad makes TV shows.
It's like, remember how like all those girls went to high school together, like the Richies and the Kardashians and like blah, blah, blah. They all, Kate Hudson, that one high school.
Yeah. And so she calls Zach Braff her uncle.
Weird.
So just saying. The other thing is, I never heard of
get
her
Zach
music.
Braff away from this kid. Well, she's 19.
Get him away
woman.
From Florence Pugh, too, while we were at it. So I never heard of her music, but that doesn't mean anything. Like, I'm a little bit tuned out of that.
I'm playing some of her music right now over this part of the episode.
Cool. I hope you
we're
guys like
to it. Let's act like we are listening to it at the
great.
Time.
Love
oh, okay.
It. Very cool wow. vibes. Very chill vibes.
Yeah, this definitely, here's, this is unique. This is definitely Charlotte Lawrence. I understand her aesthetic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How I had heard her name before. She is dating Charlie Puth.
Wait, currently?
Yes.
Huh.
your questioning was so excited and then your answering was so resigned. Yeah. So there were headlines about Charlie Puth's mega talented new girlfriend, Charlotte Lawrence. And then I was like, well, are they still dating? Found an article that they were out on a date just 6 days ago. So
27.
They are indeed dating. Huh. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Charlie Puth. Remember how I came around to Charlie Puth?
I actually kind of have come around to him too, but I don't really want to talk about
that album. That album is wonderful.
I more just like think his general vibe is respectable.
Chill. It's fine. Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Hi, Who Weekly. Alicia here from Brisbane, Australia. Long time, long time. So we're getting the Masked Singer here, and they've just announced the judges. We have Dani Minogue, which is Kylie Minogue's sister. We have Jackie O, who's like, I don't know, presenter. We've got Dave Hughes, who's like a dad comedian. And then we've got Lindsay Lohan. What's with that? Would love to know your thoughts. Good form, Bella Thorne, me and Grease, hyaluronic acid.
Wow. Incredible. The Masked Singer is going to Australia. Who surprised no one?
No one.
Huge show here. Usually we take other people's show. Oh, we did take other people's show. It's a Korean show.
Oh, we took Masked Singer. Oh, yeah. They're taking South Korea show. Yeah.
So they're taking, they saw America do it. They said, oh, we should do that too. But also, you know, obviously it did not start in America. Why it's making news in America is that Lindsay Lohan is joining the judging panel, which is so...
She's the only American on the judging panel, yeah.
I just feel like it's like, do people in Australia care about Lindsay Lohan? I mean, we don't even really care about her, whatever. I mean,
do we care about Jenny McCarthy? No. But you know, like we didn't care about our hosts.
I was like, is she Australian? No. No, you're right. It's supposed to be a silly lineup. It's a very silly, silly lineup.
They know she's going to suck. They know she's going to last for one season. She's never going to perform well enough to come back, but she will get eyes on at once.
Wait. No, she's on the judges. She's not performing.
No, I know. That's what I mean. As the judge, she's not going to come back the second season. She's not going to show up. It's going to be like Danny and Jackie O and Dave Hughes, and that's it.
Basically, everyone who's not Lindsay and Danny Minogue is Kylie's sister, who's also a performer, is essentially a radio host, like a comedian, like what we have too.
Which is what you want. Which is what you want.
You want these comedians that are like semi-popular. It's hosted by a comedian. What was ours hosted by? Nick Cannon? No. Who was it hosted by? Am I right? No. Not Nick Cannon. Yes, Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. I was just thinking, yeah, because it was absolutely Nick Cannon.
So basically they're just doing the same lineup, but we actually didn't have like a quote unquote star like Lindsay Lohan on ours. We just had a bunch of like has-beens.
Ken Jeong, Jenny McCarthy.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Right. I mean, these are
the Danny Minogue of the group.
This is equal.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay Lohan is technically more name recognition than any of those people, but
I cannot believe that Australia has a personality named Jackie O. How dare you? Jackie O's taken. It's taken. We're
Her
done.
Name
it's
is
like
Jacqueline
the jersey has been retired. Jacqueline
Ellen
Last.
Last.
Jackie Last is a good name. Jackie Last.
She was the co-host of Big Brothers alongside Kyle Sandilands, who we've definitely talked about because I recognize his name. And she's, you know, she's a television presenter. So is Osher Gunsberg, who's also on the panel. He was the host of The Bachelor Australia.
Okay. I mean, The Masked Singer, it's about to take over the world. What is this that I sent you? What is that, a shrimp? Is that a lobster? Is that a crab? One of the masks.
Let me see. Hold on.
Is he a shrimp? They revealed two costumes. There is a wolf. There's like a wolf that looks just like a spooky wolf.
It's a shrimpy crab with an eye patch.
It's like a pirate
and
shrimp.
And a hook. It's a pirate shrimp.
I think it's a pirate shrimp.
I love it. I do love that they make the costumes in accordance with the stars' personalities and identities. That's such a nice part of this.
Huh.
You know?
Huh. Yeah.
Let's move on, though. Time to move on.
Oh, the writer of this article is Matt Whitehead, who I believe follows Who Weekly.
Oh, fun. Shout out, Matt. Are we going to be watching season two of The Masked Singer?
You know, I'm
going to
watch the first episode. I don't know, like Love Island, Love Island, weirdly, I've been like catching up on, like
I'm so
watching
happy
them and
that.
It's like, I'm actually still doing it.
Yeah.
But like Masked Singer, I fell off. Like Masked Singer is so stupid. It's,
well, you just want to watch the performances and then like hear the clues. You don't want to like watch the whole
banter's,
show.
Cause, and especially knowing that the banter is so fake.
It's fake.
It's awful.
They're like, oh, say it's Lady Gaga.
It's Lady Gaga. It could be Beyonce. Oh, yeah. Is it Rihanna? Oh my God. And it's like, no, it's not fucking Rihanna. It's goddamn
it's fucking
Marie Osmond.
Joey Fatone, bitch. It was Donny Osmond. It's Donny Osmond.
It's Idris Elba. But you're like, no, it's like fucking Josh Gad.
Oh my God. Did you see that Cats video yet? Did you watch it in full?
Yes, it's so funny.
Fucking hell.
The big doors.
The
everything's
huge
big.
Table?
Everything's big, but they haven't revealed the cats up. And then what was it James Corden is talking about? The fur technology.
He said, we're cats, but we're people.
What he's doing with the fur technology is like astounding. Oh my God.
I could
it's like,
not believe it. When Idris Elba was like, I'm so excited to perform. And then it's like him dancing with Taylor Swift. This movie is going to be the death of me. I am going to die.
Idris Elba, the only reason he looks remotely interested is because like someone's dangling a bag of money in front of him. And he's like
realizing
that
dangling
like
dangling a can of tuna. He's a cat.
But he's like, Idris Elba says something like, it's all about play. It's all about fun. And that's like what we're all here for. I'm like, what? No.
It's also like Judi Dench and like what's his face are like cackling in the background while like Taylor Swift does a twirl. It's the most.
Rebel Wilson's being serious. It's like, why are you being earnest about this? Stop
it's true.
This.
Well, also Jennifer Hudson, who's like the only one who actually makes sense in this movie, who could do it, could pull it off and can act and is like a real thing. She, you know, she's also taking it serious. I just cannot believe they kept showing Taylor Swift with a huge bike, a huge table. It was like, it was like, have you ever been to Disneyland, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Land?
No, that's exactly like, what it was. Getting in the Lego. Oh,
like I'm in a giant Cheerio floating around. I'm like, cats.
Didn't they close that? Oh, what a
tragedy.
They did.
It was my favorite thing.
Tragedy.
I just
there are great photos of me in that Lego.
Like that video, just like in such earnest seriousness, talking about the genius of Tom Hopper. Like I'm going to jump off that big table to my death.
I was like, can we get worse than the teasers for the teaser trailers? Yes, we can get worse from the teaser trailer by having the cast tease the trailer.
The teaser is out the day this episode drops. The trailer, the teaser trailer, is coming out on Friday.
Oh God, we're going to resuscitate the entire audience. Like this is a nightmare. We're going to lose half of our audience because they're all going to be fucking in a coma. This is awful, this timing. Damn it. So congratulations to all of you who are listening. You are the leftovers.
This is the leftovers.
You are the leftovers.
Everyone else died from the Cats teaser trailer, including me and Bobby. The show's over. This is the last episode.
Oh, yeah. We're done.
Oh, boy. Bobby, when we were on tour, let me tell you, I missed my mattress. The number one thing I missed,
beds,
aside from my toilet, was my mattress.
I missed a shower that I could fit in. You know, I missed a lot of things.
I missed my Helix mattress. What could I say? Sorry, missed my friends and family? Not really, but I missed my Helix mattress. I missed my Helix mattress because they have models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure if you sleep on your side. They have models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in your stomach and your back sleeping positions. Plus, they have enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. If your spine needs more TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It is the perfect combination of comfort and support.
Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15 year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take our word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for hooligans. Go to helixsleep.com/who and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. We're going to play a quick game of Who or Them. Is it going to be quick? Actually, who knows? Let's start with one.
I'm watching my cheap Hulu subscription, and Jane Lynch is doing commercials, Spawn, for Clark Pest Control. And my question is, Jane Lynch, who are them? Jane Lynch who or Jane Lynch them? Bye.
Jane Lynch loves a Spawn.
She does. She loves money.
She loves money.
She has no shame, and I think that's fine. I think that there are certain types of people who do Spawn where they're like, they do it very selectively. They don't want Americans to see it. Then there's the people who do it because they're desperate for money. And then there's people who just do it because they're like, oh, this is very easy for me. Why not?
Remember when Jane Lynch was like peak? Like she was like huge for a while. Yeah. Our fave. Like,
that's why I'm going to say we haven't even done this. 1, 2, 3, them?
Okay.
I don't know, like Glee, like all those. I mean, I guess
but
those
not
movies
even just,
have been
but
a while.
Been over for a while, but after Glee or like towards the end of Glee, she really had like a huge moment. I just don't know if it's still like. I don't know if she's.
I wrote a commercial
relevant.
For her once.
You did? What did she?
Yeah,
what did
she
say?
Read my words.
Was she like, I'm a big time lesbian? Like, was that? Was it for like cat litter or something? Are you looking
for it?
It
was for VH1. Yeah.
But this. what was the ad
this,
for?
I got it right here.
Okay, say it, read it.
I'll play it.
Read it.
I'll play it. You watch it.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Jane Lynch, host of the 2011 Do Something Awards on VH1. The show where famous people like me honor normal people like you and famous people like me for helping normal people like you. And if that doesn't make any sense, well, maybe you're just not famous enough.
The Do Something Awards, hosted by Jane Lynch, Thursday, August 18th at 9.
Wow, you're Jane Lynch.
My words.
No, but it's like very Who Weekly, like proto Who Weekly.
Then maybe you're not famous enough.
Yeah, like it's, wow, a young twinkle in your eye of Who Weekly concepts.
She's a pro. She was really nice. She was really intense.
She
was really nice. She was just like extremely intense, very curt. She would go on set. She'd do everything in like two takes. They'd be fine. And she'd be like, okay, cool. Then she'd sit down like with her dog. She brought her dogs.
I think that's, I respect that. I think that's her vibe.
She's very pro.
She's like a showbiz. Like
she's exactly
like showbiz, you know? Miss Hannigan, like born to play Miss Hannigan. And once she did, it's like, okay.
Is Amanda Lepore a who or a them?
Oh,
Joe,
yummy,
pop.
One, two, three. Who? Amanda Lepore? That's such a specific like person
right.
who read
you're
blogs,
right.
these very specific
okay.
blogs.
Sure,
for
but
five,
I feel
five
like,
years.
Okay, fine. Who? Fine.
Kind of
who?
Maybe like Themmy Face, maybe. Maybe.
Right.
New York them, definitely.
Like gay them.
Gay them, but you know, for our purposes, who?
Right, okay, fine.
Hey there. Is Bluebell ice cream a who or a them for the entire country? I live in the South, and it is a big-time them here. But I'm wondering if it's who everywhere else. Crunch, crunch.
One, two, three, who?
Who?
I'm
you
Texan.
Can't...
All my freezer ever had growing up was Bluebell on Bluebell on Blue... Well, also, my parents are really into the H-E-B Creamy Creations Poteet strawberry ice cream.
Stop
but apart
it.
From that, it was Bluebell, Bluebell, Bluebell,
and
Bluebell,
I
Bluebell.
I am
Bluebell,
from
Bluebell,
Massachusetts and we never had Bluebell. I'd never heard of it. But but a Massachusetts based who for you might have been Friendly's. We had Friendly's was big in the East, Northeast. Hmm. You probably didn't have that.
What you
Not
could buy Friendly's in your like grocery store?
Yeah, you could you could buy the ice cream and bring it back. But I'm just saying like we were more into Ben and Jerry's. But the point is that if you're in like a bodega or whatever, maybe that's very New York, but if you're buying ice cream, Bluebell is not going to be easy to track down outside Texas. It's really not.
And when you do, you're like, oh, I found Bluebell.
Yeah. It's good, though.
No, it's good.
Hey, is Lisa Frank a who or a them? Love you, bye.
One, two, three. Them. That name, them.
Yeah.
Design. Name another designer. Ask America to name like the name a designer, an illustrator. They're gonna say Lisa Frank.
But do you think it's because kids like retro shit too?
Yeah.
That would be like okay.
It's just like in terms of when it comes to illustrations and like there are so many people who are professional illustrators and designers, but there aren't that many who have put their names on the brand. Like,
got it.
To have an illustrator.
Okay.
That's rare, right?
I'm
sort of talking on my ass right now, but I feel like
you
that's
are
true.
I'm just so hot that we have to finish these.
Okay.
Like, I'm dying. Like, I already took my shirt off. I'm dying.
Last one, Lindsay, because it's so hot. Speaking
it's
of heat.
It's too hot.
Speaking of heat, honey.
Hi, Who Weekly. Medium time, first time. I'm just calling to ask, is Mount Vesuvius a who or a them?
Okay. One, two, three. Them.
Them. Volcano them, baby. I'm losing it. I'm so hot. We have to end this episode
Vesuvius.
So I can turn the air conditioner back on.
It's such a them. Name another volcano, can you?
Yeah.
Wait, why can't I? The Yellowstone super volcano. Why can't I name another volcano? Hawaii's a volcano. It's all volcano.
What's the one that killed? There's so many volcanoes.
Oh, I can name one. Dante's Peak.
Is that a real volcano?
No, but it exists in the movie. That's a volcano. I didn't say that to be real.
Yes, you did.
No, I said name another volcano. Dante's Peak is a volcano. The volcano from Volcano.
I'm begging you to end this episode.
Okay,
I can't
the episode
think of
is
volcanoes.
Over. Thank you for listening to another episode of Who's There. Sorry we're ending so abruptly. It's just so hot. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And we respect you enough to not have the air conditioning on because we want good sound quality. Okay, people? I hope that you survive the Cats trailer. I hope that you're not already dead or comatose. We will see you on Tuesday with another episode of Have a Great Weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Hey. I want to be famous.
Hey,
Lindsay and Bobby. I just remembered the time about like a year ago that my parents' driveway got vandalized. Somebody wrote in my parents, like in their late 50s, early 60s, and they live, you know, anyway, so someone wrote in ketchup, vegan, like huge. It takes over like the whole driveway. And then they threw some raw eggs down. But then like the most perplexing part is they taped down this picture of Miranda Cosgrove. And I'll send it to you guys. I don't know if you'll ever see it, but it's truly bizarre. And my parents asked who she was, and me and my sisters had to explain it. And then my mom was like, is she a vegan? Like, she's trying to draw, like, we still to this day don't know what that was about. We don't think my parents were the main target of the attack. Or if they were, that's even more perplexing. So I don't know. Maybe the hooligans can get down to the bottom of this, but it's one of the weirdest things that's ever happened, and thought you guys would appreciate it. All right. Me in Greece. Bye.